One of the greatest soldiers ever?
The man they call the greatest warrior of the 20th century.
You don't mean Big Boss.
That's right. We've been working feverishly to identify the genes responsible for his incredible combat skill. So far, we've discovered about 60 of the so-called soldier genes.
So his body was recovered after all?
Yes, and his cells have remained frozen in a cryo chamber. His genomic information is a priceless treasure to mankind.
Priceless to the military, perhaps.
His body was burned severely, but it was possible to restore his DNA profile from just a single strand of his hair.
You people are amazing. And then you're gonna transplant those genes into soldiers?
Yes. We'll use a process that I discovered called gene targeting. The strongest soldiers don't become what they are by acquiring their skills through training or experience. We now know that hereditary factors are far more crucial for creating superior soldiers.
Snake, we can't give them his body. It's potentially more dangerous than all the nuclear warheads on that island put together.
I hear the terrorists are calling themselves the Sons of Big Boss.
The Sons of Big Boss?